Today we begin a series of conversations that are all about living a delicious life with help from your helpers. So we want to start off by talking about what we mean by a delicious life. And the wonderful thing about what is happening in your experience is that you can always plug in, tap in, tune in to the fact that the life that you are living, the place that you are in, the thing that you are doing is in fact and indeed delicious in its aspects. But you do have to turn into it. You do have to actually put your attention on it. But this series of conversations isn't just about noticing what it is that you are doing and having and feeling and experiencing and running through and walking through. It is also about the fact that the aspects of you and what you are manifesting for yourself and on your own behalf and to your benefit. And when we say aspects here, we're talking about literally what you're in the middle of, what you're noticing and what you're feeling and what you're thinking about. That all of this can be more and more and more delicious indeed, particularly if you are willing to call in your helpers to help you. We're also, as we go through the series of conversations, going to go deeper and deeper into the conversation about what helpers and who helpers actually are. But for this moment, let's talk about this delicious life you're living, because you're in the middle of it, and it's happening literally at this red hot minute. You may not be aware of it. You may not be accustomed to putting your attention on it. But it is indeed occurring, and you are indeed in the middle of what is occurring, what is rising up, what is meeting you, and what is powerfully present in your experience right here and right now in this red hot minute. So it's a good thing to be noticing what is working for you and noticing that you are indeed living a delicious life at this moment is a very powerful way to start. But again, we're not just going to be talking about the fact that what you notice and what you put your attention on amplifies, although that is certainly the case. We're also going to be, and we'll do so right here and right now, inviting you to pay attention to the fact that you do indeed have helpers who are helping you, and you do indeed have help now. There's no need to wait for assistance, to wait for help, to wait for the amplification of what it is that you are and who it is that you are. You can do this at this red hot minute. So your helpers are in essence those intelligences, those beings of light, those points of awareness that are constantly assisting you in having more and more of what you're wanting. They have never not been in your experience, and they have never not been available to you. They certainly are at this moment. They always have been, and they always will be. A simple way to think about who your helpers are is to imagine their guides in the way that often in New Age conversations they are discussed as being guides. You can think of them as helpers, in the sense that they might be angels. You could think of them as helpers in the sense that they might be ancestors. You could just think of them as just particularly friendly ghosts, for that matter. But what they really are those ideas, those beings of light, those friends long held and ancient, who are here to help you have more and more of what you are wanting. Primary thing that your helpers do is help you have physical reality in a way that allows you to get lost in the midst of this illusion without losing the dream. Because this is a dream. You are simply asleep to yourself, and you are temporarily having the experience of what it is that you are desiring through this very narrow physical form. The thing that you see through your eyes and hear through your ears, you are certainly in the middle of having this amazing dream. And this amazing dream is indeed here happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. And it is your helpers who are helping you have this. But to be clear, they're not doing anything of any effort that you would recognize as being anything like effort. They simply are agreeing with you that you are having this most amazing and magical and delicious of dreams. And the way that we describe this is never really truly going to be accurate, because we can't really talk about this in a way that is logically in alignment with what is actually happening. So the point of a series of conversations like this is not to get really, really clear on what it is that is going on, but rather to tap into the actual help that you're having. So understanding how your helpers work is not really going to help you. But calling upon your helpers for their help will, in fact, help you a great deal. One of the things that we notice is that our physical friends do tend to want to sort of understand things before they'll commit to the having of them. If you're in this conversation, it is quite likely that you are one of those individuals. We can describe who your helpers are, and we're always pretty much going to be wrong, except for the part where we're always pretty much going to be right. If you're attempting to get a clear understanding from these conversations, you're likely not going to, because your helpers, they're with you, and they're so powerfully omnipresent with you that there's not any contrast. You can't really point to a time where you can say, well, my helpers were not here. Your helpers have always been here. But the simplest way to think about your helpers is that they're just simply ancient friends who are helping you have this dream, but they're not actively involved in doing anything within the context of the dream, because no one is here other than you. You are surrounded, of course, by your manifesting thoughts, which are magical and powerful and delightful and delicious indeed. And you are indeed living a delicious life, and you are being helped immensely. But the most powerful helpers when it comes to paying attention to the fact that you are living a delicious life are going to be the ones that are here in the middle of the dream. Because you see, we talk about helpers, and so our New Age friends will think, well, they're talking about guides. They're just using some sort of word to be all-inclusive about guides or angels or ascended masters or whatever the case may be. And that, to a certain extent, is true, but it's not really true. What's really true is that we're talking about the fact that you are constantly being helped. You are constantly having helpers. And your helpers are with you now, and they are even within the dream. For they are the things that you are surrounded by. The objects, the ideas, the individuals, the animals, the sun, the stars, the sky itself. You are being helped by everyone, everywhere, in every way, far beyond your comprehending. And this is not, again, some sort of lofty idea that's kind of like, well, it would be really nice if you could get this, and it would be really nice if you understood how this worked. What this really is this very powerful experience that is happening constantly and consistently, and is so omnipresent and is so constant, and has never not been happening, that it's very difficult to see it. Because you can't go anywhere where your helpers are not. Now, we've contradicted ourselves logically in two or three different ways just in these last 3 or 4 minutes. So hold on to your hat, because we're going to continue to do so. The bottom line here is that your helpers are with you, but they're not with you in the way that you think they are. We said earlier, your helpers are not within the context of the dream, that you're alone here, but you're not alone, because you are surrounded by your ideas. And that is true. And then we said, but your helpers are those ideas. So we said, your helpers are not with you, but yet your helpers are with you. And both are actually true. You see, your individuation, the fact that you have a body, and the fact that you're walking around in a body, and the fact that you see physical things as being separate from the body that you have and identify as, make it very difficult to remind you that in the context of the dream, all the elements of the dream are you, and that you are the dreamer, but also the dreamer who is being dreamed by the dreamer who is dreaming. So the you that you are is a construct within your own mind, that is also the construct that is making the construct itself become more of itself. If you're feeling dizzy, you might want to sit down. When we say all of this, what we're saying is that you are not bereft of help. You are living a delicious life, and you are surrounded by your helpers, and they are both in the dream, and they are both outside of the dream, and they are both here and not here, and all of that is happening at the same time. What's useful about saying that your helpers are here with you within the context of the dream is to remind you that all the objects, all of the not me parts of the dream are helping you. That includes the stars, the sun, the sky, the moon, the dog down the street that won't stop barking, the pavement under your feet, the ways in which you go about your day, what you're wearing, what you're eating, what you're walking about with. All of these things are helping you because they are your manifesting ideas. So of course they are helping you, because that is all that they do. If there's one big, huge, overriding thought that we could offer to help bring all of this together logically, which is a fool's errand, to be quite honest, but we will help speed the errand just a little bit, it would be to say that everything everywhere is helping you, and that you are never bereft of help. You are always constantly, consistently, and continuously being helped. But you are not being helped as though you are helpless. You are being helped because you are honored. And the honor, again, has never been withheld from you, and it is not merited. It is not something you have accomplished. It is not something you get because you were a good person. It's not something that is happening to you. It is something that is happening for you. You are unconditionally loved and adored by everything everywhere around you. There are physical and non-physical aspects to this, but it is all happening within the context of a dream. You are living a delicious life, and we have just barely, barely touched into this topic. But this is where we begin. We're expecting a fair amount of confusion to come out of the words that we're saying, because we're contradicting ourselves left, right, and center in logical ways. But metaphysically, we're just saying the same thing over and over and over again. You have helpers. They are both physical and non-physical. They are within you. They are outside of you. They are part of you. They are looking upon you. They are gazing upon you. They are adoring you. And in their adoration, they will do things for you on your behalf and to your benefit that looks like anything but adoration. You are in the right place at the right time, this thing that we say all of the time. And the way that we know this is the case is because all of the things that are assembled around you, places you are in, which is just the illusion of geography, based upon where you believe yourself to be in relationship, let's say, to the sun or to a point on the earth, all of this is exactly right. The reason that it is exactly right is because it is your manifesting idea. And your manifesting idea is chock-a-block with helpers, because everything in your manifesting idea, the full array of experiences and situations and circumstances and people and animals and stars and grains of sand and trees growing upon the hill, every single piece and part of this is here to help you. You are living a delicious life now, and you are being helped. You have help now. And now that we've scratched the surface, but just barely, on this topic, the thing we'll leave you with to ponder and contemplate and bring questions to us about as this series unfolds is, how can you call upon this help? Because it is obvious that you do not believe anything we're saying. We're not asking for your belief. We're not asking for your faith or for your confidence. Nothing like that. We never do. We're just simply reminding you of what you have and who you are. And you are sitting here in the middle of this magnificent manifesting idea known as your life. And you are benefiting from that which surrounds you. And that which surrounds you has risen up to help you. And in so doing, you have a wonderful, delightful, and delicious experience that is unfolding for you in this moment, at this time, in this way. And this is where we begin, but it is not where we end. And again, we do invite you to bring us your questions about whatever it is that may arise, whether it is lofty or mundane, whether it is simple or complicated. And we look forward to the answers that your questions bring forth, for we cannot possibly predict what they will be. But we do know they will be perfect and they will be utterly delicious, because you are indeed living a delicious life, and how can anything that you are doing be anything less than delicious? To end, we'll say what we always say, which is a statement that defines what is going on here, and always has been and always will. You are in the right place at the right time, in the right circumstances and right situations with the right people, right here and right now. And as good and as wonderful and as amazing and as powerful as all of this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.